Jerry Bader Show, 1045. I am going to try. I wanted to get the governor on to talk about his book anyway. And I do want, I don't want him to have to relive it, but he did put it in the book. I just think it's important to hear him in his own words. And unintimidated, when you read the incredible things that the ultra-hypocritical left said to him and his family. Why? Because they were being pushed off a gravy train that we can't afford anymore. And that made him a tyrant. And we're supposed to deal rationally with these people. Remember we talked about people afraid to put up signs? The woman had her tires slashed. Remember that whole thing? This stuff happened. And if you're a liberal and you think it's being made up, you're an idiot. Or you're just in denial. Yeah, cars damaged that have bumper stickers on them, the whole nine yards. Absolutely. Yeah, remember that the note from someone who lives in Madison? Well, we're your friendly liberal neighbors just letting you know because they had a Walker bumper sticker. Any other neighborhood, your windows would be smashed out. Boy, that was big of them, wasn't it? Just incredible. One other thing about Scott Walker. I received an email from a loyal listener who says, now I didn't hear it, that somebody put the supposition on Wisconsin Public Radio today that J.B. Van Hollen is not seeking re-election for attorney general because he's going to run for governor because Scott Walker isn't. Nonsense. There are things I know I can't say on the air. Let me tell you, that's false. I have insight I cannot share with you on the air. That's false. That is wishful thinking to the nth degree by liberals. That's what that is. That is not going to happen. I didn't hear it. And I don't know if she's reporting it just right, but if Wisconsin Public Radio did hypothesize that, there's no basis in fact at all. And again, I am basing that on something I know that I can't tell you right now. But if you hear that being floated around, it's nonsense. I have said that one of the upsides of the shutdown being over is the media is really focusing on the dismal failure that is Obamacare. In my opinion, now all of the mainstream network television, ABC, CBS, CNN, and of course MSNBC. But if you throw out MSNBC as just a complete liberal hack outfit, you take the other ones that try to pretend to be real news networks, I've always felt CBS is the most liberal. Okay? Hotair.com posted a video of their Friday newscast. Scott Pelley, remember him smugly debating with Newt Gingrich at debates? Listen to Scott Pelley's intro to this story, and then Cheryl Atkinson's story.
It all sounded pretty good the day healthcare.gov went online. President Obama said people were flocking to the site, and any glitches, as he called them, would be fixed, and they would have the site running more quickly in just a few hours. Well, today, 24 days later, the man the president brought in to rescue his health insurance program acknowledged the painfully obvious. The problems are far worse and run deeper than we were told. Jeffrey Zients said they will take weeks, if not longer, to fix, and he's shaking up the team overseeing these repairs. Here's Cheryl Atkinson.
The government has brought in consultant Jeffrey Zients to spearhead repairs of healthcare.gov, and today what he told reporters on a conference call was a game changer. The website's problems amount to way more than a glitch.
It'll take a lot of work, and there are a lot of problems that need to be addressed. There's a punch list of fixes, and we're going to punch them out one by one.
That assessment goes much deeper than the idea Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius promoted, even today, that the main problem was unexpected volume.
And we were just wildly incorrect. The numbers so far exceeded that, and now there are very specific diagnostics in place.
Zients says there are two categories of issues with the website: performance, which is speed, response time, and reliability, and function, the bugs that prevent the software from working properly. The government also announced it's removing the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as overseers of repairs. That job is going to QSSI, one of the tech companies that helped build healthcare.gov.
And by the end of November, healthcare.gov will work smoothly for the vast majority of users.
That end of November date could be make or break for affordable care, according to one former Obamacare official who didn't want to be identified. He says the government has weeks, not months, to fix the website before the entire business model gets thrown off. Joel Aereo agrees that fixes must come fast. He was director of the HHS Office of Exchanges.
The longer they go, the more people get impatient about it. But for the period we're in now, I think we're very much in a zone where the administration has about a month here to get it right.
Today, the government said as few as 3 in 10 people who try can complete the application process, but they say 9 in 10 people are at least able to create an account. However, I tried 3 times today to create an account, and the system, Scott, would not let me do it.
All right, so there's Cheryl Atkinson saying, look, even she couldn't. Jason said that sounded more like a eulogy to him for Obamacare than a news story. Kathleen Sebelius is expected to be grilled before Congress later this week. Whatever she faces there can't be much worse than what Saturday Night Live did to her Saturday night. There are a couple of places where the video is important here, so I'm going to pipe up when that happens. This is a spoof. And by the way, Jason, the beginning cut off here, that's me, and I didn't have time to redo it. This is her pretending to be Kathleen Sebelius, HHS Secretary. Lord, this is good.
Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health under President Obama. Now, a lot of folks have been talking about our new healthcare enrollment website, how it's been crashing and freezing and shutting down and stalling and not working and breaking and sucking. Well, tonight, I have a number of friendly tips to help you deal with those technical problems. For example, have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes it helps to turn the computer off and then turn it back on. We don't know why, it just does. If our website still isn't loading properly, we're probably just overloaded with traffic. Millions of Americans are visiting healthcare.gov, which is great news. Unfortunately, the site was only designed to handle 6 users at a time. So if you're in a rush, consider using our low-res website with simpler fonts and graphics.
It says, you need doctor? Yes, no.
Nice. Or if the regular English site isn't working.
This is great.
Try signing up in a different language, like, say, Icelandic. And then choose one of 4 simple plans. Fjordflug, Hugelhofer, Trollish, or High Five. Now that's fun. And if our site keeps freezing, we've also provided links to other helpful websites, such as kayak.com, where you can purchase airline tickets to Canada and buy cheaper prescription drugs. Or how about BitTorrent, where you can download pirated copies of healthcare-related movies like Patch Adams. We also have links to a number of doctor-themed pornographic websites that should help you pass the time. Sites like Doctors Without Boundaries, Bang Ambulance, WebMDs, and Blue Cross Blue Balls. Still need guidance? Consult healthcare.gov's frequently asked questions for topics like, what the hell? How have I been on the same page for 3 hours? Does Obamacare cover mental health issues caused by using this website? And our most frequently asked question, who the government? Or you can contact us by mail. Just send a postcard with the word help to the U.S. government. Attention, internet problems, Washington, D.C. And in 6 to 8 weeks, you'll receive an informational brochure, along with a trial version of Encarta Encyclopedia, plus 1,000 free hours of AOL. Just don't install any of these programs while our website is running, or it will cause an actual fire. So enjoy your new healthcare system, America. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Oh, look at that! We're already up to 3 likes. And I like that enthusiasm. IT, can we get someone from IT in here?
This is virus download.
No problem. And I almost forgot the most important thing of all. Whatever happens, do not...
No, she's froze, like it's rebuffering.
Or you will die. Thank you for listening. And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Oh, is that good or what? I mean, that has to be one of their best political satires. I thought the one where the media asks President, then candidate Obama, if he wanted a pillow during the debate with Hillary, I thought that was good. Now, you know how vain President Obama is. And by the way, you know this stuff is killing him. You know that. That ultimately this comes down to him. Even though she's the laughingstock here, and a Republican on one of the talking head shows on Sunday referred to her as a laughingstock. She is. He is in such a bind, and we pointed this out last week. What does he do? If he forces her to resign, he then has to confirm, he has to appoint somebody he doesn't confirm, that would have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Do you have any idea what that would look like? I mean, the person that he would nominate, and no, he can't, someone asked, can he just give someone a bump up? Can he promote somebody into that position? No, it's a cabinet-level position. And as such, it has to be confirmed by, that the nominee has to be confirmed by the Senate. It would be a trial on Obamacare. She's going to get grilled the way it is, but it's going to be an he knows he can't do that. But what does he do here? Because even he knows it's going to get worse, probably a lot worse, before it gets better. And you've got Joe Manchin standing behind her, the U.S. Senator, Democrat, standing behind her saying, well, I there should be a delay, though. There should be a delay in the individual mandate. But this isn't her fault. So he's recognizing the train wreck. He's just saying don't blame the conductor, though. Stay tuned. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.